And if you had been traveling and still had a couple of hundred miles to go,
yeah,
you still had a what to go?
Yes, I had a few more miles to make. That's right.
Or if it was several hundred miles, you'd say you had.
It's 5 miles ago.
Okay. Do you ever say a far piece or a long way?
That's right.
Which would you say?
I'd say it's a long way.
And if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you might say, oh, you could find that just about. You don't need to look for that. You can find that just about. How would you say that?
I said, well, you don't need to look for that. You can just find that. It's going to take you over a minute to find it.
Okay, you can find that.
Oh, yeah, you can find it. It is easy to find.
Uh-huh. You can find it any...
any little time.
Any little time.
You can find it.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, he fell over this way, you'd say, well, which way? He fell over...
fell over.
If he fell over in this direction,
yeah,
he fell over.
Over backwards.
In this way.
That's right. Forward.
Huh?
Forward. This way forward and that way backwards.
Okay. And say if there was something that we had to do today, just the two of us, you could say we'll have to do it.
That's right. That's right.
What would another way of saying that be?
That's right. Don't say I'm got to do it. If somebody's going to help me, say we're going to do that today.
Do you ever say me and you?
That's right.
You and I have to do it?
That's right. I can't do it by myself, and we're going to do that today.
Okay. And you say he doesn't want just you or just me for this job.
That's right. Want both of us.
And if some man and yourself were going to do something, you'd say he and I have to do it, or me.
That's right. That's right.
How would you say that?
I say, me and him have to do it. The man say I can hire him with me and us to do it. But I couldn't do it by myself.
Okay. And if you knock on the door and somebody asks who's there, and you know that they'll recognize your voice.
That's right.
You might answer it.
Might answer.
What would you say, it?
Say, I wouldn't answer him because I didn't recognize his voice and didn't want to let him in.
Or if you're coming to the door, you knock on the door and I ask you who's there.
Sure.
And you know that I'd recognize your voice.
That's
you
right.
You might answer, it.
That's right.
It's who? You say, it's me or it's I?
That's right.
How would you say that?
I say, well, it's the lady come here this morning. I don't know her name. I can't no stranger. He come here today, and I know.
Well, if it was a man at the door, you say it's him or it's he or.
I say it's him.
Okay. That's a man. And if it's a woman, you say
it's her.
And if it's two people.
I say it's two people coming.
Okay. And talking about how tall you are, you say he's not as tall as.
He ain't tall. He's a little bit taller than me, a little bit lower.
Okay. And you say, if you were comparing yourself to someone else, you say, he's not as tall as.
That's right, it's me.
Or I'm not as tall.
That's right.
I'm not as tall as. What?
I'm not tall. He ain't tall, quite tall as me, and I ain't tall.
And if you had been to Texas,